FUV 101.9 FM, Victoria CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, and streaming online across planet Earth. As far north as Santa Claus Ice Palace, and as far south as Satan Claus's Fire Palace, this is Fables for Your Microscope. My name is Adam. We'll be right back.
song about being alone. Cause I am gonna be fine. I don't need to mind this ugly feeling that ignores the fact that I am not alone. And I'm surrounded by friends. The world's gonna end and we will be just fine, cause we will make a wonderful team. And I'm gonna be fine. 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 I'm gonna be fine.
Trucker at a diner, eating scrambled eggs, doesn't have a real life girl, no sexy legs. Gas station blues, dirty bathrooms, whatever they put in this coffee keeps me coming. Some breaking news for God-fearing man. God is just as scared of you as you are of him. The sky is turning black. The end is waking up. Standing on my legs, but that's not what holds me up. You got problems, babe, and I've got some of my own. Let's slow down. Let's slow down. Let's slow down. Divorced parent, lost all her kids to an evil villain who didn't treat her with respect. She made those kids from scratch, from a secret recipe. You'll never know what's in them till you try it for yourself. You know, God-fearing man, look under your pillow. Here's some breaking news for God-fearing man. God is just as scared of you as you are of him. The sky is turning. Standing on my legs, but that's not what holds me up. You've got problems, babe, and I've got some of my own.
Hey, Scarlett, do you know that Prog Rock Alley, our show, we released a CD?
Oh, that's interesting. What's it about?
It's a compilation of a lot of different kinds of music, all under the banner of progressive rock, experimental rock, art rock, and we released it in digital form on Bandcamp. Have you ever shopped on Bandcamp before?
Nope.
Co-op Radio has their very own Bandcamp page, and there you can see Anthems from the Alley, Volume 1. All the songs on there were donated by artists. Do you know what donation means?
No.
All proceeds from sales go to supporting Co-op Radio.
It's like adopting a kid.
It's like adopting a kid that you can listen to on your headphones on your way to work. Head over to Bandcamp right now and scope out Anthems from the Alley, Volume 1, only on for $10. Support your local radio, 100.5 Co-op Radio.
Okay, what did we just listen to there? Let's find out, shall we? I mean, I already know, but... Okay, isn't Bandcamp wonderful? let's put it this way. It's not necessarily a way to get rich or to make money in the music industry. I'll say that much for sure. But what it does do is it empowers musicians to create and put out records without being bound by the strictures of the music industry and what will sell and what will not sell. So it's a classic internet trade-off, of course, which is that your empowerment to put out your own art without any filters or any kind of gatekeepers as to what gets put into public and what doesn't get put into public exists in a trade-off whereby your built-in audience is not necessarily guaranteed to you. If you went through the old way with record companies and so on, promoters, agents, producers, studios, booking studio time, etc., promoting the album, radio play. I mean, here we are on the radio, so what can I say? But, you know, if you go that route, then to a certain degree, there are going to be people made available to you and an audience that is going to be there to buy the material simply because of how it's promoted and how it's framed as being similar to other stuff. And if you don't have all of that, you have a lot more artistic freedom of expression, but there's no guarantee that anybody is actually going to tune into what you're doing. So that's the trade-off. But Bandcamp is definitely the opposite end of the spectrum in that you can make any album you want with any kind of music you want and put it out there. And it's such a great format for making your music available either to sell or for free. And some people do sell lots and some people don't sell anything. And some people get lots of eyes on their music and some don't get any. But it is a wonderful way to discover what people are up to, particularly during the pandemic when there's been such a flurry of creative effort done out of people's homes and home projects and really things that are coming out of fascinating incubators all over the world. Some of which we hear here today. Heavy Meadow with a W is the name of the band and the name of the album. I thought that was cute. And the song we listened to was Hummingbird's Lament. Came out October 26, 2020. So where's the blurb here? Oh yeah, made in the backyard, July to September 2020, Guelph, Ontario. Except setting sun, recorded inside March 2020, when it would be cold in Owen Sound. OwenSoundRecordings.bandcamp.com. OwenSoundRecordings.bandcamp.com. Clearly, something coming from Owen Sound, Guelph, Heavy Meadow. So there was that. All right, before that, we heard an album. We heard a song called Slow Death, which is a cover tune by Mo Kenney. So that's Mo Kenney, MoKenney.bandcamp.com. Mo Kenney. This came out February 26, 2021. That's today. Wow. All right. I like that one. Mokenny is fueled with quirky songs, a unique voice, and the admiration and support of industry veterans such as Joel Plaskett, Ron Sexsmith, and Gordy Sampson. Since the release of her self-titled debut recording in September 2012, Mokenny has toured the country-selling record... Has toured... Okay, there should be a comma there. That's why I was thrown off. Mokenny has toured the country, selling record numbers of CDs offstage and gleaning outstanding reviews. Commas are important, but nevertheless, I really like this song and this record. And then first and not least, we heard Future Star out of Victoria, British Columbia. Future Star with an album called When Will the DJ of Love Grant Me My One Request? And the song was called I'm Gonna Be Fine. And I'm gonna be fine, and you're gonna be fine, and we're all gonna be fine. Futurestar.bandcamp.com. That came out February 14th, 2021. And that was from Victoria, BC. And I sent the album, I sent a link to the album to my friend Katie Sage by text. And Katie Sage said, I already know all about that album because Katie Sage is just on the scene. All right. And sometimes the host of a radio show and sometimes not. So that was great. Where are we at in our show here? 24 minutes into the show. Wow, that's exciting. Okay, I'm going to play some more music for you right now.
Cartoon devil on the streets of Montreal, with the fur hats and the baseball bats racing at the call. All along the mountain kings crying out to be heard, but the river started overflowing, washed away his every word. With the last days of a cheaper rent, construction cones and bad cement, license plates that don't forget, splashing in the water. With the unforgiving spiral stairs, the fat police who roam in pairs, and thrifted clothes you pay to wear, flooding in the valley, with the wood grain of the depeners, the promising entrepreneurs, and the seasons that are just a blur, washed out to the east coast, with the posters for the boring bands, the wanderers collecting cans, and perfect storefronts left abandoned, clashing in a tidal wave, with the triple story building vines, the mile-long public restroom lines, and the cryptic lies of parking signs, all sink in the ocean. There's a cartoon devil on the streets of Montreal, with the Peter Pans and Mohawk clans racing to the call. All along the mountain kings crying out to be heard, but the river started overflowing, washed away his every word. With the Sunday morning chime of bells, the fruiteries with bursting shelves, and metro stations hot as hell, splashing in the water. With the radiator window mist, the protesters, their bleeding fists, and doctor's office waiting lists, flooding in the valley. With the fountains and their stolen coins, the brawlers, daughters, nipple points, and the neighborhoods that don't adjoin, washed out to the east coast, with the independent politicians, ghosts of ancient exhibitions, garbage piled behind the kitchens, clashing in a tidal wave, with the graveyard and its million dead, celebrities with shrunken heads, and apron brothers breaking bread, all sank in the ocean. Cartoon devil on the streets of Montreal, with the prostitutes in pinstripe suits racing to the call. All along the mountain kings crying out to be heard, but the river started overflowing, washed away his every word. With the shipping port that stinks east, the pool hall dive bars in the east, and the honking of the passing geese splashing in the water. With the triumph of the muraled walls, The broken light bulbs, darkened halls, and subterranean shopping malls. Flooding in the valley with the whipping wind and empty trees. The je peux parler français aussi, and the music on the balconies. Washed out to the east coast with the faded chalk of sidewalk games. The dusty gravel clogging drains and rampant unemployment claims. Clashing in a tidal wave with the salt marks on the heavy coats. The toppled over hydro posts and old folks telling dirty jokes. All sank in the ocean.
Start your week off the Aloha way, listening to Hawaiian music every Monday from 10:30 to noon right here on Co-op Radio. Aloha Monday, all Hawaiian music, all the time. That's Mondays from 10:30 to noon right here on Vancouver Cooperative Radio. Aloha Monday. Aloha.
I think that last bit was a great example of the kind of thing that I'm talking about. So the last song we listened to was Another Slice of Heaven by J.P. Meldrum. So that's J.P. Meldrum, J.P.M.E.L.D.R.U.M., jpmeldrum.bandcamp.com. It came out February 21st, 2021. J.P. Meldrum is a musician and artist in Victoria, British Columbia. And I think this is a great example of when Bandcamp excels. J.P. Meldrum, it just churns out albums, and each one is a little bit different from the last one, and some are experimental, and this one seems to be kind of like spacey ukulele with extremely wet reverb on it. But I mean, J.P. Meldrum has also put out stuff that sounds like Black Flag, and has put out stuff that sounds like folk, and is just like clicking and clacking experimental music and all sorts of things. And it's a very interesting person with a diverse scope in terms of what they produce, and I think it's pretty cool. And Bandcamp's a great venue for that, because, you know, you can make an album about whatever you please, and that's cool. J.P. Meldrum. So I think it would be interesting for you to explore the back catalog of this person if you're feeling like hearing something weird and different. Okay, before that we heard Isaac Valentin. So that's ISAACVALLENTIN. IsaacValentin.bandcamp.com. We heard Three Scenes of the Apocalypse in Montreal. Having lived in Montreal for quite a while myself, I would say that the visual pictures and storytelling painted by that really took me to the place as he was describing it. That was some lyrical stuff right there. And yeah, I could see it as it was being described, because I lived there for long enough to see all of those things and imagine them clearly. So I like the song for that reason. And if you lived in Montreal, maybe you would know exactly what they were talking about as well. So speaking of people that we know what they're talking about and what they and when we don't know what they're talking about, speaking of people that we know what they're talking about and we don't know what they're talking about, that's what I was trying to say. I present to you an episode of probably the greatest motivational speaker who has ever motivationally spoken. Taking it over now to you, Sleepy Time Shoy.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Allow yourself to exist in an effervescent state of perfect synchronicity. You are beautiful. You are luscious. You are Lungarian. You're lobe-dobe-do. Breathing in. Breathing in the low. Breathing out the do. Do out. Low in. Do out. Listeners, it is I, Sleepy Time Shoy, perfectly ingratiated in an effervescent, perfect fluorescence. Breathing in. Breathing out. Feeling the perfect fluorescence of one of the greatest radio programs to ever program. One of the greatest shows to ever show itself through audio. Audio presentations. It's Fables Through Your Microscope. On all these kind of radio stations. In whatever part of the world you're in. Breathing in. Breathing out. Feeling so good. So relaxed. Listeners, you're so deeply relaxed. Deeply in love. And deeply relaxed. Listeners, listeners, breathing in. Allowing your core to connect to the ground, to connect to the air, allowing your whole heart to explode into a bubble of wonderfulness. As you grow with strength and vibration, stronger and more vibratory and electric, pulsating, your natural electromagnetic field, vibrating at the frequency of love for yourself and love for everyone. Love, listeners, the infinite expanse in your electromagnetic vibratory field. Breathing in, breathing out, focusing, feeling perfectly in love, perfectly at peace. Smiling. Smile, listeners, smile. Smile, listeners, smile to yourself. Force that smile. Force it. Force it. Now let it go. Let that smile go. Let your face naturally drift to neutral position. Neutral, loving position. Oh, those muscles, were they atrophied, listeners? Were they atrophied? Give your smile muscles some love. Give your jaw some love. Give your bones. Your bones. Wild organic crystals that make up your structure. Your rocky parts. Let your porcelain bones, your steel bones, your rock bones, all your bones harmonize. Let all your bones stretch out. Really send a lot of love to the structural nature of your bones. If you have bones, and if you have no bones, just give thanks that bones exist for some people, you know? And maybe you don't need bones. Not everybody needs bones, listeners. Breathing in. Breathing out. You're still a valid person. If you have no bones, breathing in, breathing out. Sending love to those who don't have bones. Sending love to those who do have bones. Sending love to everyone, no matter how many bones they have, or if they feel they don't have enough bones, or if they feel like they have too much bones. Whatever bone or number you have, I just want to send you so much love. So much heart. Smiling, feeling good, breathing in, breathing out, and thanking your bones. Breathing in. Breathing out, thanking your teeth. The only bones that show for most people. Breathing in. Breathing out. Stretching, listeners. Stretching. Loving. Sending so much love to Adam in the studio on Fables for Your Microscope. Bones.
Personally apologize to all members of the boneless community who may have been offended by that Sleepy Time Shoy episode, which was extremely insensitive to those who do not have bones, by reminding them of their boneless condition. And I am referring specifically to the earthworm community and slugs, squid, cuttlefish, octopodes, all of the above. They have beaks, which may have some bone-like qualities to them. However, by and large, they are boneless creatures. And furthermore, in case in a peripheral way they were also offended, all of the creatures with exoskeletons as opposed to bones, for example, our friends in the insect community, crabs, arthropods, spiders, ants, scampi, potato bugs. I just am so deeply, deeply sorry that we have offended you. And I understand if you don't want to listen to Fables for Your Microscope anymore. We will do our best to win your listenership back. But in the meantime, I know it's going to be a hard road, full of a lot of concessions, full of a lot of moments of self-truth and understanding, and really taking a long, hard look at ourselves and sitting there on the couch and looking at our bones, or maybe sitting in pickup trucks beside our best buddy in a parking lot that's not too well illuminated, sitting in our F-150 trucks with our bones out, just looking at each other's bones. You're looking at your best friend's bone, and your best friend is looking at your bone, and maybe just reach over and touch your best friend's bone and say, you know, it's okay to have a bone, and it's okay if I have a bone, and it's okay if one of us has a bone but the other doesn't have a bone. The one who has a bone, maybe the one who doesn't have a bone can just help his buddy out in whatever way seems appropriate. And then later on, maybe there'll be another bone and I can get you back, bro. Here in my F-150 truck, I specifically ordered the vinyl seats just so that if some bones came up while we were in the parking lot, it would be an easy thing to just settle the situation, if you know what I mean. So that's the story from A to Z. And, well, I don't know. Why don't we just listen to a couple more songs and see what happens right now? Oh, yeah. Okay. So what do I want to play here? I thought I might just round out the show. Okay. So here's this album. Black.records.bandcamp.com. Black Dot Records. DOT003- Orin Ambarachi and Chris Cole Gallivant. This is from Nanaimo, British Columbia, and it's clearly experimental music. I invite you to check it yourself. Black Dot Records. My own first experience with the music of Orin Ambarachi reaches way back into his prehistory when he was a young Sydney-based noise freak playing drums or guitar in bands like Phlegm or the Menstruation Sisters. Orin began to show his Apollonian bent when he released the first volume of his Stacked series in 98, but restoked his Dionysian side by undertaking a parallel investigation of various forms of heavy rock. Okay, well, there you go. It's the Nietzschean analysis of a person's musical career that we have right here. His true avant-garde stripes became fully evident when he founded the Black Truffle label, etc., etc., etc. February 16th, 2021. This is a long-ass track, and it's just going to take us out the rest of the show, Weather Report. So, Orin Ambarachi and Chris Cole Gallivant. Yeah, take it away. Thanks so much for listening in, and we'll see you next week. And just enjoy the noises that are happening for the rest of the show. Okay, bye. One more thing before I put on this song. I also want to personally apologize to Ivar the Boneless for any way that we may have offended him during the course of this show. He's not somebody that you want to offend. So my personal apologies are extended to Ivar the Boneless for making fun of people who do not have bones.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.